Mark chapter 16. Hold your place. We'll get there in a few minutes. I'm one of those types of fellows. I kind of get started a little slow and wind up a little fast, so we'll get there. My daddy, we got some people here that go way, way back when I was a child and attended my daddy's church for 30 years or more. They know my daddy was quick on the Johnny, man. He jumped up and he's going full blast, but I have to kind of take it slow and kind of get comfortable in it. You know what I mean? So we'll go a little slow, but we'll get going by the end. Mark chapter 16, hold your place. Today is Easter, of course. Today is Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday is special in my life for a couple of reasons. Number one, this is the time we celebrate a risen Savior. Our Savior is alive. He's not some figurine somewhere put aside that we rub his belly. He's a risen Lord. We talk to him. We walk with him. Amen. And not only that, I was born on Easter Sunday, 1949. A bunny rabbit, my mama told me, brought me, and they found me behind a rock. And for years, I really believe that. For years, you believe anything when you're little, you know. Easter Sundays, I go around and tap on people and say, the bunny rabbit brought me. And they just look at me. And I know sometimes I acted like a bunny and looked like a bunny, but I found out later. As you grow up, you find out things. Amen? But I was born on Easter Sunday in 1949. And I've been fortunate now. I'll celebrate my birthday the 17th of this month at age 61. Turn and tell somebody. You can hold your applause. That's all right. Amen. Turn and tell somebody, you know, numbers don't mean anything. It's the mileage. You can look bad being young, or you can look good being old. Always my, like the 54 Chevrolet been put up and brought out. Looks good, low mileage, but old, but low mileage. Worth a lot. I'm just now getting where I can say some things. Not be ashamed about it. Amen? Hey, glory to God. Mark chapter 16, let's start with verse 1. And this is the story of Jesus' crucifixion. And Jesus had been crucified and put in the tomb. And we'll pick up in verse 1. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. For the next few minutes, I'm not going to keep you long, but long enough, I want to talk about Jesus can roll your stone away. Now we know that his stone was rolled away because we serve a risen Lord. But what about our stones? You know, the resurrection story is about bringing life to something that's dead. It's about rolling away the stone so that Jesus could come out, but it's rolling away the stone, not just for Jesus to come out, but for us to look in. Amen. So the resurrection is all about resurrecting the dead things and rolling away the stones. And when I talk about stones this morning in our lives, I'm talking about heavy stuff. Say heavy stuff.
Heavy stuff.
How many of you know we don't like to talk about heavy stuff? We don't want to get into the real things of our life. But on this day, I think it's most fitting. I think it's a needful thing. Especially as life is today with a lot of problems and a lot of situations. How many know life is a fast lane now, right?
Yes.
I mean, the good old days have just zoomed past now. And we live in the fast lane, whether we like it or not. Including as we grow older, we have to learn to work a computer, right?
Yeah.
I never knew how to type till I still don't. I'm a peg typer, but I can get a sermon quite quickly now after all these years of pecking. And Brother Jeff's the same way. I go in his office and he, of course he can't have C, so he's He's down there and, you know, doing like this. He refuses to put his glasses on. But we have to learn to deal with life. Yes, sir. Life is fast, and life will hurt you. Yeah. How many of you know that life is not fair, but God is good? Amen. And we need to talk about sometimes, especially in church settings. We need to talk about real things, real life. Yeah. I mean, you're here living in real life. It's not a fairy tale, right? I mean, there was a movie a while back that I forgot the name of it, but one of the movie was about robots. The people lived in the houses and sent the robots out. What was the name of that movie? To Live. Anyway, whatever. It must not have been good. But did you see? Anybody see that movie? I did. It ain't. You know what? Yeah, that's right. Whatever it was. Anyway, it was like sending this robot out. This looked like you living the life, you know, and taking all the bumps and in life. But it don't work that way. We live our life every day. The good, the bad, and sometimes the ugly. Say that with me. Good, bad, and ugly. So along the way in this good, bad, and ugly life and good, and hopefully your life is good, but there are times that things turn a little bad in your life. But in this time that we're living, thank God there is a story of the resurrection that we can use in our life where we can have help. Mary said, "Who's going to help me roll the stone away?" And sometimes we get that way. Who in the world's going to help me in my mess? Well, I got news for you. God will help you. Yes. He's open. His store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yes. All He requires is you to do is put your knees on the ground and ask.
That's right.
That's payment for His resources. Amen. So we live in a real world. We live in a world that we make mistakes in. Is it all right I talk about it? Every one of us, including Pastor Mike, has made mistakes in life. You know, they can write books all they want to, but it seems like we're just going to have to live our life, right? They can tell us what not to do, when not to do it, and thank God for those who do, and they try to put their desires, and thank God for mama and daddy, but it's just something about life, we have to live it. Some of us are just a good old hard-headed people. Well, I'm not talking to nobody here. Some of us, it's just good old hard-headed people. But Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
So when we look at people today, all of us, all behind these faces, we have a lot of stories.
Yeah.
And sometimes those stories are painful. They carry over in our lives. And that's why I say the resurrection story can be applied to today. Because Jesus was locked up. The tomb, the stone had been rolled in the way. And the ladies came to put frankincense and things on Jesus' body to make it smell better. And on the way, they thought within their mind, how in the world are we going to get the stone rolled away? And there are a lot of people sitting here this morning, not trying to embarrass you because I'm calling no names, but that's just the way life is. Like I said, behind every face there is some sad stories. Many of us sitting here today have pains that we have carried through life, and they're like the stone that was in front of the tomb. Who in the world is going to help me with this pain? Amen? And a lot of places, not talking about a lot of places, a lot of churches, a lot of places that people assemble together. We'll talk about Jesus being resurrected and the stone being rolled away. But today, because it's breakthrough year, and because we believe, as Brother Jeff prayed, that this is the year that we break through some obstacles that have been in our life to freedom that only Jesus can live. This is the day we need to settle the issue. This is the day we need to look within ourselves and see if there's some stone in the way. Say, stone in the way. The Apostle Paul said it this way. Lay aside every weight. A stone is a weight. And the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. See, the abundant life that Jesus gives is just not a life that's free from sin. And we all know about that. But it's the life that we can be free from the pain and the shame of our past.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
John 8:36 says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." See, the Lord wants us free. And being free indeed is free from pain and discomfort of things that might have happened in our lives in our past.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Nobody, including me, likes to stir up the past.
Right.
Now, I'm not talking about something you've been forgiven about and it's over and gone.
Right.
I couldn't stand here today if I didn't realize that